The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on Hump Day, Wednesday, the 4th. The 4th of March, 7:05 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, and the news top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
I changed my clothes a couple times before I came in.
You did?
Because I
saw you go out, our alarm system. I saw the door go out, and then a few minutes later, the door came in.
Well, now let me tell you about the alarm system. It's saying something that's triggered or jigged, so I had to go through all the doors to make sure that they were correctly closed, but there's something going on. So I don't know what it is. So I had to go through the alarm system, which probably took me about 3 or 4 minutes extra.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
and then I saw that it looked like it's going to rain. And I just, yesterday was so beautiful. I was outside barefoot on the brick, which was a fabulous. Hey, let's go to the weather. Let's go to Ben.
Morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Doing good.
National Day.
It's National Hug a GI Day.
Oh, here I am. Well, GI could be Army, but it's government issue.
Government issue.
I was government issue, so I get a hug. There.
Yeah, I think we have a veteran that's coming on this morning, too, if I'm not mistaken, in the lobby.
That's right. We'll go get a hug, too. We'll all hug him.
Well, if you want to know, a slight chance of rain today. And the way that they always read this with the National Weather Service, slight chance of rain before 9, then a slight chance of rain after 11. It looks like it could be a partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny. So it's just so funny how that just covers it all, doesn't it? But we could have gusts today up to 21 miles per hour. It doesn't look like we right now it's calm and it's overcast. But tonight it looks like it's going to be around 38. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high near 66. Thursday night is mostly clear with overnight lows of 43. Now Friday calls for sunny with a high near 70 with winds perhaps 9 to 13, maybe gusts up to 26. Friday night clear with around 47. Saturday, 75, 49. Sunday will be 80. First time.
Yep.
And Sunday night mostly clear with temperatures around 49. Now, sometimes you just hope the forecast, you've seen it, we'll read it on a Monday, and by Friday it's totally changed. But over the weekend, we kept saying, oh, there's no. And this is the first time in a long time that I really watched a weather app that gave hour per hour about what was happening in Reading, because we had this big event at our house on Saturday, and we were worried that we weren't going to have enough room, and so we had the back French doors. We were going to open them, and it was lit. We had a friend that came and really did her magic, and so we put all our pads, which we put our outside furniture pads, which – as you know, it's not just four. I mean, I don't know. There's a collection, and we keep them great big plastic bags underneath the house. There might be 30 pads, with the back and the bottom and the stuff that goes on the, the brick and the blah, blah, blah. So anyway, put everything out, and lo and behold, the forecast was absolutely correct. Thunder showers, hail, rain. And then so all the pads had to be extracted, and whatever was out there had to be extracted. We had like the little Presto logs that we put in the fire pit and stuff. and then by, gosh, let's see, 9 or 10 o'clock, it looked like you could see we live downtown, so we have a nice view. So the lights were spring, it was beautiful outside. So that, the forecast has been accurate, is what I'm trying to say. And the weather is brought to you by, always when we read the weather, by Shasta Gas Propane, our veteran-owned business located in Anderson, the Kinney family, 3 generations strong, always doing beautiful things for our community. 365-3793. If you're trying to find your propane, source or your gas source or anything that has to do with that kind of living, please do go to Shasta Gas Propane. 7:09 in the morning. Again, it's the 4th of March. Stomping by.
Okay.
I understand. Okay. Yesterday, watching some of the or listening to, you know, as we're running around town, different news sources and so on and so forth, that the gas prices were going to go up. But today I think I heard that the cheapest gas right now is $3.11. I don't know if that's in Reading, but in California perhaps. I got to look. I had to pull my computer out to
maybe
see.
Maybe it's in the nation. Maybe it's probably, I don't know. We'll have to see. PG&E, though, is reducing electric rates again on March 1st, marking the fifth decrease since January 2024. It's part of the company's ongoing efforts to stabilize energy costs from residential customers. And so they're reducing it by 1.8% compared with February. And customers enrolled in the alternate rates for energy program, and it's a low-income thing, low-income families, will see a larger decrease of 8.3%. And they're saying even though energy prices are expected to rise nationally, they're going to keep trying to bring it down, and which begs to ask the question, why were they so high anyway? But any way you look at it, PG&E is still well above Reading Electric Utility. So,
but well, here's something you're
going to
love.
Plus, they've got one of the guys running, Stiers running, and says he's going to break the energy monopoly and break up the companies. That's interesting.
Okay, here's something you're going to love, because I know you, anybody who knows Carl Bott knows that he's an avid reader. Paperback, a lot with his pad, but just he's got books everywhere. So Cal's Books.
Yeah,
Cooperative.
I talked about that yesterday.
He's preparing to reopen this week.
Yeah.
He's going to say it again because, you know, people go in and people come in and out of the room. More than 2 months after severe flooding forced the closure, the soft opening is scheduled for actually tomorrow, March 5th, at the shop's longtime location, 5242 Westside Road. Now, a lot of people, where is Cal's Books? I've driven by and I've never actually been in there. Some people would say that.
It's on 273. You've been in there before.
Yeah, I have been, but I'm saying for people, it's
you're heading toward Anderson. You're on the...
It's like in a storage facility, so unless you're looking for it.
Well, it used to be a used car lot up front, and so, but it's you'll see the sign that says Cal Books, but you got to be kind of watching for it, and they're on Westside Road. It's the, you know, it's the feeder road right next to 273, and it's in the last... spaces in that building.
Well, what's cool is that local friends of the bookstore, including a group of young community members who have organized as Cal's Books Cooperative, rallied to save the fixture. The cooperative's organizers secured an agreement with the owner to purchase the store's assets and worked on fundraising and plans to revitalize the business. The cooperative is structured as a worker self-directed nonprofit, giving each bookstore employee an equal voice in decisions about operations, wages, and hours. So, you know, when you feel like you got a part of something, you know, like, there's some businesses that are employee owned. You know, everybody's got a piece of it. So, you know, there's like, you feel like there's an ownership in that book, that shelf that you helped build, and that, you know, that when you were there with the blood and the guts and the glory of what it was to clean up a flood-infested area and work on bringing in perhaps new books that got, you know, damaged with, you know, that could turn into mold, and that you're part of that work, and now you have a voice. That's really a beautiful story, isn't it, Carl?
It is, and I'll be down there, and I'll be trying to support Cal's Books. You know, it's my favorite place to go to, but, you know, months go by, you know, between me going down there, but I'll try and get down there. Let's take a quick break. I want to come back and talk about the elections in Texas, which could have impacts on the country, of course, and a few other things, and also the Shasta County Board of Supervisors and what they said about pursuing a lawsuit against a proposition that was had over 10,000 signatures and it was going to go on a ballot but was stopped with the temporary restraining order. And we'll be right back.
D you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids entertain you for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468. Your talk radio.
Good morning.
Shasta County Board of Supervisors yesterday voted 4-1 to not provide county funds for Clint Curtis, the Registrar of Voters, to fight the restraining order put on by a judge last week. And this has to do with the local ballot that 10,000 people signed to get it on the the ballot to vote about changing how we vote here in Shasta County. Most ballots would be hand counted in single day, present photo ID, limited exceptions for mail-in ballots, and the judge blocked it. After a Jane Doe put in a temporary request for a temporary restraining order, and the county didn't fight it, and it's known, you know, it's Measure B. And so the supervisors voted on a separate but related issue whether the county would use taxpayer funds to hire outside legal counsel to defend the county's election official, in this case, Clint Curtis. They voted 4-1 to expend county funds for this. And it was, let's see, Cry was the only dissenting vote. Now, this was the reason it was put up for this, you know, ask for a temporary restraining order, is that that measure would go straight against state law and could oppose the county to legal liability. So there. Texas. Big elections in Texas. $110 million spent on Texas elections. And the one, several high stakes ones here. And they had in Texas, you had Jasmine Crockett running against Tara Carr. I'm sorry, James Tallarico. Now, Crockett is, you know, throws bombs all the time at the Republican Party and anybody that doesn't agree with her. And state rep, though, James Tallarico, they fought over style and perceived electability, even though they probably would vote for the same things. And because Tallarico was trying to draw more people in the moderate side in to vote. And as of last night, Tallarico was ahead by about 3 points. But the elections rules has caused consternation right now. They had probably 1.4 million voters cast ballots in that primary battle. And they showed Tallarico performing well in Hispanic areas, as you can imagine, and he is holding a lead with just 51% of the vote counted. However, voters in two major counties, including Crockett's hometown of Dallas, were turned away from polling places because people came in, even though they extended the time by 2 hours. A law had been passed that said that and required people to cast ballots only at their assigned precinct. And so the Texas Supreme Court ruled that Dallas County ballots cast after the original close of the polls had to be separated from other ballots. Doesn't mean they're not going to be counted. It means they're going to try and sort this out. So it remains unclear if those votes would be counted or if they would impact the outcome. So, and of course, Crockett says it's those rascally Republicans.
Rascally
Republicans. Mm-hmm. Okay, but Senator Corn, who is going for his sixth term, I think, is going against the Attorney General Paxton there, and neither one of them had enough votes for the needed 50% threshold. And so it's going to continue to go on. Trump did not endorse either Corn or Paxton. And so it's a nasty campaign. It's a nasty. Now, remember Dan Crenshaw?
Yes.
Former
of course.
SEAL.
Yes, of course.
Patch in his eye.
Mm-hmm.
And thought to be the face. You know, I mean, all you used to see on TV was Dan Crenshaw. And then it kind of ended. And so
what's going on with him?
Well, he got crushed in his primary because various things. His support for Ukraine aid, certifying the 2020 election results, and supporting a bipartisan immigration enforcement deal during the Biden era displeased Trump. He was the only House Republican incumbent in Texas who didn't have the president's endorsement. So with 62% of the votes counted, a state representative by the name of Steve Toth, who is a conservative and backed by Ted Cruz, and this is a just redrawn district, crushed him 58-39. So it looks like Dan Crenshaw is not going to be back.
Mm. Mm. Well, I think we've got calls coming in. I mean, there's so much to discuss, and it's... This thing with Iran, I'm sure, is for a lot of people is scary. I mean, U.S. military has destroyed 17 Iranian ships, including a submarine that struck nearly 2,000 targets in Iran in the opening phase of President Donald Trump's campaign against Iran. The tally came after U.S. Central Command Commander Brad Cooper of Reuters reported. Cooper said in a video posted to X that Iranian naval operations have effectively been halted across the region's most critical waterways. Also today, there is not a single Iranian ship underway in the Arabian Gulf, Straits of, I think it's called Hormuz or Gulf of Oman.
Yeah. Hormuz.
Okay, thank you. And the figures underscore the scale of the U.S. offensive ordered by Trump, which administration officials have framed as a direct effort to dismantle the regime's ability to threaten Americans, Israel, and U.S. partners across the Middle East.
Well, they've launched attacks against, I don't know, five or six other Middle Eastern nations, and 14 nations in the Middle East have had, and the call's gone out for Americans to leave the areas. So, let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
So I, as you know, I'm one of the proponents of this measure that's in court. So, your first report was correct on the 4-1 vote, to not expend taxpayer funds to defend Clint Curtis. But your second part is, I don't know where you got your information, but
which
I'll tell
part?
You what actually happened.
Which part?
The second vote that you, I don't even remember how what you reported, but let me tell you what the second vote actually was. The second vote was actually to allow the county council to support the idea that the proponents should be added into the lawsuit as interveners. That was the second vote.
Well, okay. It said the one I've got here is this is the second vote they had. The first one is take no formal position in the lawsuit itself, which meant then is the county did not go against the restraining order. And it says here the vote declined to expend county funds. Was there a third vote?
They had two votes yesterday. The first one you just mentioned was a separate court date on a previous board meeting.
All right. So what was the what was the last one then?
It was to allow county council to have a single position in court to support the idea of the proponents being added into the lawsuit as interveners.
Okay.
That was the second vote.
So
I just want to correct it so that the people know exactly what happened.
So, Richard, does this mean is the county going to get involved at all in and fighting the lawsuit?
No.
No. Okay. which was what I was trying to get across.
No. They're still cowards. Instead of Joe Lorimer saying take no position, which he did the other day, he's going to just add that one sentence to say, yeah, we agree. The proponents should be added into the suit. That's it. That's all that they've done. They're still cowards. And boy, the election is going to be very interesting. But hey, I got to get to work, pay my taxes, Carl. Unless you had a question.
Well, this, you
enjoy your day.
Enjoy your day.
And be happy you have a job that you can pay the taxes that keep going up. And yeah, we're trying to all figure it out because the other day,
you got Linda started, Richard.
No. The other day, I went to. Went to my two places that I buy groceries. You know, I might have gotten maybe something extra like detergent, like an extra thing that maybe I saw. And Carl's been saying, I want this food and I want this food. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that our refrigerator, I feel like we've been on soup for 2 weeks. Not for any other reason except we're busy and we just got down to nothing. So almost for two people, almost $500. Almost $500 for two different stores to get, you know, milk, eggs, you know, detergent, you know, stuff to make a salad, some roast beef, you know, things. And we're just out of eggs. Anyway, I mean, that's not even horse and dog food. That's just.
Have a good day, Richard.
Yeah, that's just.
I think he's gone already.
Oh, no, I'm just saying it's. I just
no,
can't even.
No, it is.
I didn't
price.
Go buy, you yeah. know, tchotchke chocolates or something.
No.
That was just bread.
I think everybody's running. And we're out of eggs already.
Yes.
Okay, you know what that means. Costco run.
Yeah.
Go in there and buy this time we'll buy 48 eggs instead of 24.
I've never understood, and I've never done this before, but our kids do this because, you know, especially when the kids were in college, is they they will order online from Walmart, or they'll do something and they pay a certain fee and stuff is delivered to their house.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, you know, I don't know what you have to pay for that, but I mean, by the time you go to the store and you go through it and the time, oh my goodness.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's
quickly.
Let's get to Terry, and because then we'll take a break right after that. Terry, good morning. Terry, you're on. Hello. Terry.
Yes, Carl.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, tomorrow, I know that we texted back and forth and everything. Jenna Chandler, who's our co-host, one of our co-hosts on Jefferson State of Mind, is going to be with Carl tomorrow. I'm excited for that. Carl, I think that you can ask her some things about Measure B. And I have a call in to Clint Curtis. What we're talking about is sort of the top of the water, not down in the depths of what's really happening with Measure B. But we'll get to the bottom of that. But tomorrow I'm excited for you. You guys will have a great show. She's amazing. Constitutionalist, ran against Murray Rickard at one point. Anyway, you're going to enjoy yourself.
I'm going to ask her questions about you.
Well, you can. I mean, you know all about me, buddy. Just ask Linda. Linda knows.
I do.
I think Janet was on the show when she was running for office, but that's the last time.
Yep.
That's about the last time I've talked to her, so I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Terry.
Yeah, she's coming here tonight. She'll stay overnight here so she can be there bright and early in the morning.
She lives, what, Bernie?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Terry.
All right, pal. Have a great day.
We're going to take a break now.
Okay.
In this portion of the show, brought to you by, are you ready? Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town, and our personal favorite.
A vote of best in the North State, which is so cool, because we've been with them now for 18 years. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row, and we've seen them grow, and the reason that is because they take care of you. And we have friends that have been there before, and they stood in line, and they got a battery watch, and they took care of their battery. And he said, and she goes, don't worry about it. You've been a customer here. I'm not saying it happens all the time, but it's a beautiful thing when it does. And this is the kind of thing that is a neighborhood, like the Cheers of jewelry. of your little baubles. All right, that's it. 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Charlew's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlew's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for? We can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Mandiva's Cabinets, the local pros.
Mandiva's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandiva's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandiva's Cabinets, the local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandivascabinets.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Hump Wednesday. It's 7:35 in the morning, and it's 53 degrees out there. You know, I would have bet money it would have been raining torrents by now. And look at it. Look at it now. It's clearing
up. Oh, it is. It is beautiful, because it just had some ominous clouds over there that just came to be shifting by. But if you're just tuning in, it looks like we have, like we talked about before, 9 chance of rain, and then chance of rain after 11. So we'll just watch this weather pattern change a little bit. But we could have, we're not seeing it right now because it seems to be calm winds, but according to the forecast here, we could have gusts up to 21 miles per hour today. So be aware of that if you need to tie anything down.
Okay. With us is Dave Cockrell, and he's coming here for AmVets.
Yes.
American
morning.
Veterans. Good morning. We were just talking about, Dave, you were a career Navy.
That's correct.
And you were in from 63 to 84.
Yes.
But you got stationed in Reading while you were on active duty in the Navy, and you weren't a recruiter.
No. I was an instructor at National Guard Army. Back then, the left-hand side was America. It was Naval Reserve Electronics Facility.
Right.
And because I was...
So it's kind of like an inspector-instructor staff with the reserves.
Yes.
Okay.
I was doing a lot of paperwork, cleaning, of course, you know, being the only thing. But, yeah, it's... it was great duty for, I wasn't aboard ship.
Three years, right?
I was there about 2.5 years.
Yeah, see, in the Marine Corps, when we'll put out active duty Marines for reserve units, and it's called I&I duty, inspector instructor. And it's 3 years literally living out in the city and, you know, living out with, you know, in the civilian world, you know, doing your job. It's a Marine job. And what you're doing is you're there for leadership and support for the reserve unit that, you know, could, and many of them were called up to active duty as, you know, different wars. But it was, you were totally away from the Marine Corps, except every year you got a major inspection to make sure you were doing everything you were supposed to do.
Well, same thing where
same thing
I was.
With you all.
Yeah. It was also, we did recruiting for...
Boring!
recruiting for Naval Reserve. So we did PSAs and that such. But I was also involved with their going on active duty for training.
Yeah. Well, we had a reconnaissance unit there. And our TO called for like 92 Marines and all 92 Marines equipment. And I had 140, 150 in the unit. I was overachieving. But then I had to get all rifles and gear and all that kind of stuff to be able to support that, so that every one of those Marines, if we were called up and to go to combat, that we would, that everybody'd have everything they're supposed to have. But yeah, you're 3 years out in the civilian community. And
yeah, it was a bureau controlled billet, and yeah. I had to learn a lot about a lot of the rates, because I had to instruct and then build up a lesson plan for them to try to pass. So So, yeah, it was good education, but that's about it.
32 years in the Marine Corps, working with the Navy many of those times, including deploying on ships for 6 months. And I still can't figure out your rank structure and who does what.
Oh, well.
I just can't. I mean, frankly, I don't care now. But then, you know, what's the difference between this chief and they've got some little thing underneath their rank that's supposed to tell me what they do?
That's a fact.
Maybe electronics, I might know that, and gunnery.
Well, I was a radioman, but I was actually filled a lot of billets. But anyway, I'm here for AMVETS, and we're having a meeting this Thursday at 6 o'clock.
Tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow at 1605 Yuba Street. Any veteran would be welcome to come in see what we do.
Wait a minute, is that the Veterans Hall?
That's the Veterans Hall.
Okay.
Right by the old post office.
Yeah, but when you give the address...
Oh, no one realizes. Yeah.
That's why I asked, is that the Veterans Hall? Just to make sure. Because Yuba Street goes, out there. Okay. And, all right. So that's tomorrow. What time?
That'll be 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
1800.
18. There you go. Mickey's little hand.
The little hands. Yeah.
And his big hand is straight up in the air. Okay. And we try to help the Navy with that. Air Force, we've just given up on totally. Space Force?
Don't know yet.
I have yet to meet anybody in Space Force.
Oh.
Is there anybody around here from Space Force?
Yeah, the Air Force recruiter has Air Force, the Space Force.
They've got Space Force in there?
Yes.
I need to get a hold of that guy. Maybe just walk in the recruiting office and say,
I don't know if it's
talk to me about Space Force. Well,
yes.
But are they a member of Space Force?
I believe, last time I was in there, I believe so.
Okay.
Don't quote me on it. Because I go around every once in a while visiting the recruiters.
I think it would be really
That would be
wonderful.
An interesting show about that.
Yeah, we
that.
Just want to find out, what does Space Force do? We kind of, it would be very interesting. There are three thoughts coming out of my my brain process at this point. But it would be really great sometime to be able to explain to the layman what the military branches do. The Navy, their specialty, the Army, what their specialty is there. I mean, we know Air Force is in the air and they're on the sea, but there's other things. And so you guys look at me like I've got five eyes. But the laymen that are listening, it would be great to know
that
when they stand
like
that they're representing what they did and what their specialty is. And then we want to hear about Space Force. I mean, duh, they're in the space and they're doing that stuff, but what are they doing now? And how does, is important.
What's going on Iran? What part of Space Force playing in that?
Well, I was trained by the Air Force.
Yeah.
I was stationed with the Navy, of course, the Marines. The Coast Guard was my roommate. So I had all services except for the space.
Well, they started late but we're doing a lot of damage over there in Iran. Air Force, Navy, Marines.
Yeah.
And the Marines, it's their air wings that are doing this. But Space Force, are they controlling some part of this because of whatever they do? Are they doing really into the cyber warfare?
Probably they're in a more
formed, which I think is what they were formed for.
I think they're into drones and that, but I have to get back to AMVETS.
We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back, and we've got the whole next segment, talk about AMVETS and all this, and where you're going to go, and other things we've discussed. So we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Low Sun Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
All right, welcome back at 7:47 in the morning here on KCNR. This is Free Fire Radio. We called it that for a certain reason when we began the station 16 years ago. Like, what are we going to call, not our station, but our morning show? Free Fire Radio, here with Carla and Linda Bott, and you are listening to 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
Do you know what Free Fire means? It's a Free Fire Zone.
It's a Free Fire Zone.
People, what's a Free Fire Zone? Dave, did y'all get into that?
I would, only time I carried a weapon is when I had classified material.
Okay. A free fire zone is on a map and you're in combat that, any weapon system was weapons free in a free fire zone. And you could fire into that without having to necessarily check with other authorities. You were given carte blanche in that area to conduct military operations. On the other hand, fire was coming back out.
So that's
so
why
free fire zone is input and output.
Yeah, so that's why I thought it was interesting, because this is a veteran-owned business, and when Carl and I met, he was still active in the Marines. He retired, came up. It took a while for him to retire, go through the second time of retiring, and then moved up to Reading. And so we thought if we started a radio program, what would that be called before we actually went into the heaviness of buying or purchasing or whatever it is to go through
the fateful day,
the government process of having FCC license and all that, really, you know, launching our very own, you know, radio stations where, you know, you're really responsible for the airwaves, et cetera. So it's free fire in the sense that people can call in and say crazy things and, oh, we have a delete button, but I mean, you know, but this is it. That's what it is.
Open dialogue.
Open dialogue. Love it.
But don't expect open, you know, but that open dialogue goes two ways.
It goes two ways. Now, at the break, before you start, at the break, no, with Dave, we were talking about, and I just want to say this because I can't emphasize enough. You guys talk, you've been, you're career military people, so you kind of like, it's like mechanics talking or musicians talking or anything. You go into a conversation where you both kind of understand it. We're talking laymans right now that are driving on the way to work, or people don't really know, or maybe their dad or their husband or their brother or somebody served, or their kids are. So you said something very interesting about when you sign up for the military, you sign up, and Carlos said this several times, you sign with your life as a check. Like you've signed your life now 4 years. You are now the property. You're not your parents' property, but you're the property of, you're property of yourself. But I mean,
government issued.
So Dave, what were you talking about, the sunburn, which I thought was just a great visual for somebody to see.
When I was in B school going to do electronics, there people were going out and getting a suntan. And if you got too long, you would become sunburned. Well, that would be able to, because they would write you up for destruction of government property. We were property of the government.
Right.
So, and one of the individuals took off his socks and walked around and got sunburned on his ankles. That meant he couldn't actually stand duty. They wrote him up for getting sunburned and destructing a proper government property. He got out of it because it wasn't intentional that he got sunburned.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing that saved him. That
right.
Anyway, that's
okay.
All right,
Dave, you come in to talk about
ambits.
You're going to be someplace. Where are you going to be at?
Okay, this home show, we're going to be out there, and we're trying to explain what veterans do, I mean, these organizations do in the community, like AMVETS. Our local post, 1996, does what's called Americanism. And that's an essay contest, or actually more than that, for K-1 through K-12. And we've had national winners do this. So if AMVETS goes away, the local polls, 1996, you would have that opportunity in the community to have individuals write essays or draw pictures of the flag. So you lose that. We're going to lose that if we don't have support by veterans joining AMVETS. And then also the American Legion, 197, we have what's called Boy and Girl State. And that's, we have one going right now from our post. And that's where they learn government. They actually go in and, do a city.
And you send them to Sacramento.
They go to University of Sacramento. And, they do it by the Constitution. So they actually learn how our government works. Then you have also the Fleet Reserve Association that protects seagoing. And they have scholarships and stuff that we haven't been able to produce because we don't have the manpower or the women that are actually joining. That is, Navy, Marines, you get that, Carl?
Mm-hmm.
And Coast Guard, seagoing. And they also protect what's going on, like TRICARE and that. So that's part of legislation that goes into where the Fleet Reserve Association. That's branch 281. Then when you have the 40 and 8, our local Voyager, which we haven't been able to do, supports nurses. So if you have a nurse that's going to college or needs support, we're supposed to be supporting that. And all these veteran organizations actually do legislation. And that also is in the state and in national. So you become a voice. You protect the benefits that a lot of people don't understand. If you're going to which benefits we earned, thank you for giving that point, are subject to being used for the budget. And I got all kinds of documentation that goes clear back to 2010, where the government has tried to go away, take the benefits away. And if you're not a member of a veteran organization, those benefits aren't going to be, they're going to possibly go away. We just passed a 694 bill that helps protect the benefits that these veterans earn, that they can have it go to a local veteran service office, and it doesn't cost them anything. Well, these sharks would charge the veteran and take part of the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be for the rest of the veteran's life.
Yes, and it could be for the rest of the veteran's life. Yeah. And so something that
this is something that those people that have these for-profit agencies that were kind of, to me, were preying on veterans. They spent millions to try and defeat this measure. And I'll say that, okay, Democrats came through on this one, and they passed that, and Newsom signed it.
Yeah.
That says, you can't take money for this.
It's actually by federal law. It's supposed to be free.
That's right. And they somehow got around it, but your Veterans Service Office, MVETS, American Legion, Navy League, they can help veterans get all that paperwork done, and they've done it for decades.
And there is a law going against one organization. I think it's back east. What they did is they put in false claims. Well, that nothing happens to these sharks when they do that. VA does not forgive false claims, so they go after the veteran, so the veteran has to pay.
Right.
So that's that's one of the problems.
It is a very big problem, and it is almost like when you have the people calling to talk about Medicare, and it's not the same thing, but you find that you're listening to the 1-800 call from Medicare, and, oh, it sounds great, I'm going to save this money. But we've had our insurance agent come on before that said, you're not saving money, it's costing you more to do this, and very many times the doctors here don't align with
and if you're in certain areas,
yes,
this organization, it does work in Sacramento. It works. It doesn't work up in Redding because nobody's in that association. Mm-hmm. But people are buying that, thinking that they're going to be covered. But in this case, they have their own doctors. They these claims and all of this. So. But you end up paying. You pay a lot of money up front, or you end up paying. They take a percentage of your benefits after that for as long as you live.
So
no longer in California though.
So, when a veteran gets benefits, like I get benefits from the VA from one of my injuries. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And where does that funds go? Where do I spend it? I spend it in the community.
Yeah.
So it helps the community. So, yes, and
last year, the Veterans Service Office, the work they've done, brought in over $4 million in benefits to Redding, to veterans in Redding. And just like you said, Dave, where does it go? It's spent right here in Redding.
Okay, so I'm trying to see, and I have another commitment. I'm trying to get out of a lot of these commitments where I won't be able to go to the home show, but I'm going to try to set up so that individuals will be there and explain what does the veterans do in a community. And I advise any veteran to join a veteran organization. Mm-hmm. Even if you can't attend, your voice counts. And it just proved on that bill for 694. Without the veteran's voice, we couldn't fight the lobbyists.
Yeah.
So anyway, the AMVETS meet is going to be this Thursday.
Tomorrow. At the Vets Hall.
Vets Hall.
It's 6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. And any veteran wants to come in and see what we do and what we try to accomplish, they're welcome to come in. I know the commander. He's quite, he'd like to have someone take his place, but that's, he's very, I guess.
The thing is, as for our veterans, our young veterans, we've got 20 years of war and, the war on terror and all that. Most of those people come out, start their lives, businesses, get married and all that. It's not till later in their life that they can, when things are settled, that they start thinking of this. But there's exceptions to that. And supporting your local veterans organizations, VFW, AMVETS,
American Legion.
These are large organizations nationwide which fight for your benefits, and it doesn't hurt to join. Find out what's going on in it. It's not like it's going to take years of your time. go to a meeting, don't go to a meeting. I belong to several organizations that I don't go to.
Yeah, but your voice.
But they're my voice, so I support them with my dues, which are
I think,
not that much at all. In fact,
I think it's somewhere about $50 a year.
A year.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you earn that. It's like being in having a union. Yeah. But you've earned that to join.
Right. Okay, we got to run. So tomorrow, 6 p.m., Vets Hall, AmVets.
AmVets.
Yeah, just go on down and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Dave.
Thank you very much.
All right,
thank
good
you.
To have
Thanks
you.
A lot. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Reading Police Department.
KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason.
The Pentagon chief is touting the first sinking of an enemy ship by a torpedo since World War II. Like in that war, back when we were still the War Department, we are fighting to win.
Secretary of War Hegseth says a torpedo fired by a U.S. submarine sank the Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean last night. And Sri Lanka's Navy now says it has recovered 87 bodies from the sea, the scene of the sinking. President Trump says it's obvious the U.S. military has the upper hand in the showdown with Iran.
The president said the ongoing combat operations have been very successful in eliminating Iran's forces and systems.
They have no Navy. It's been knocked out. They have no Air Force. It's been knocked out. They have no air detection that's been knocked out. Their radar has been knocked out.
He also disputed claims that Israel forced the U.S. to take action. The president said, if anything, he might have forced Israel's hand because he believed Iran was going to attack. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The conflict is sending oil prices higher, and we're already seeing that at the gas pump. And Dulski filling up in Jackson, Mississippi.
I think a lot of times people can think, oh, it's not going to affect me. It's halfway, it's all the way, you know, around the world. But, I mean, there's a definite trickle-down effect, a domino effect that's going to affect everything in our lives. For, you know, we don't know how long.
AAA's national average for a gallon of regular is up 9 cents from yesterday. James Tallarico, winner of the closely watched Democratic Senate primary in Texas, defeating Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett. For the Republicans, there will be a May runoff between incumbent Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 313 points, the Nasdaq ahead 314, and the S&P is better by 57 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. A lot of us are thinking about taxes, home projects we've been putting off, ways to get ahead financially in 2026. Now's the perfect time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. If you want to lower your mortgage payment, they can help you refinance. If you need access to cash for home improvements or to wipe out high interest debt, their fixed rate line of credit is one of the best tools out there. Fast approval, predictable rate, and flexibility to use your home's equity wisely. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next two mortgage payments. Imagine starting big projects or paying down debt with 2 months of breathing room. My family and I have used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Take control of 2026. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. 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 Or call 800-510-MIKE. That's 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
President Trump is not hiding his disappointment with one U.S. ally for its refusal to support the military mission in Iran.
In a short statement televised across the country, Spain's Pedro Sanchez said the position of the government can be summed up in four words, no to the war.
La posición del gobierno de España se resume en
Sanchez
cuatro palabras.
Once again criticized the U.S. and Israel's military actions in Iran, standing firm against fresh trade threats from Washington, and warning that the Iran war risked playing Russian roulette with millions of lives. President Donald Trump on Tuesday had threatened to end U.S. trade with Spain because of the country's refusal to allow the U.S. to use joint military bases in the country in its attacks on Iran.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma. Iranian drone strikes damaged several Amazon Web Services sites in the Mideast, exposing how vulnerable cloud data centers can be. AWS says drones hit a couple of data centers in the UAE and one in Bahrain. News and analysis, townhall.com. If you enjoy live concerts, then you know just how pricey the tickets can be.
A Justice Department lawyer has told a New York jury at the start of an antitrust trial that the concert ticket industry is broken because Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation Entertainment, have monopolized the market, driving up prices for consumers. Attorney David Dahlquist said in his opening statement Tuesday that the U.S. government and 39 states are counting on the federal jury in Manhattan to correct a wrong that would reward artists and consumers with money lost to the lack of competition. Attorney David Marriott argued on behalf of Ticketmaster and Live Nation. He said the government's wrong and the ticket industry is more competitive than ever. Keith Peters, Washington.
Prosecutors in New Mexico are presenting never-before-seen video depositions of Meta executives. This at a trial that's focusing on the impact of the conglomerate's platforms on youngsters. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, March the 4th, 2026. 8:05 in the morning. News top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben's here. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning.
Benny and the Jets. National.
It's National Hug a GI Day.
There you go.
Oh.
That's right. You got to hug me.
Yes, but I didn't hug our guest before.
Oh,
he needed a hug.
Oh.
Hey, if you're looking outside right now from when we started.
This morning.
I mean, we had these ominous gray clouds. We thought, okay.
I would have bet so Buford it was going to rain.
Slight chance of rain. Today's going to be 63, our highs. Slight chance of rain before 9, so forget about it now. And then maybe after 11, so that's what we've got. Light and variable winds from 5 to 10. Right now it's calm outside, but we could have gusts up to 21 miles per hour today. Tonight, clear skies with overnight lows of around 38. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high near 66. Gusts of wind, again, predicted to be 22 miles per hour tomorrow, Thursday night. Overnight lows of around 43, clear skies. Sunny. And Friday, around 70. But get this, 75 on Saturday, and Sunday is calling for 80. So we've got a beautiful forecast. Don't you just feel like the buds are coming out? I know some people, I saw a girlfriend yesterday that said, I am so over with my winter clothes. Sweaters are going in the bag. And I feel the same way. It's like a heavy thing. So we're getting ready for that. The time change is going to be happening soon. I'm not sure exactly when that is. Do you know, Ben? Can you get back to us when that is?
It's Sunday morning.
Oh, is it Sunday morning? 80 degrees and the time change. Wow. Okay. That's going to be like a sing-songy day. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned in Anderson. 365-3793. Always giving you senior and veteran discounts. 365-2793, Shasta Gas Propane. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Second part of our Wednesday hump day.
Reading Police Department, Captain Chris Smirnos is joining us today. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And which division are you heading up?
So I oversee our field operations division, which is essentially anybody that really wears a uniform as part of their day-to-day for RPD falls under my my umbrella.
Okay, so day-to-day.
Yep.
And tell us a little bit about you so people can know who's representing the RPD.
Sure. So I actually I have lived in Reading for a long time. My wife and I moved up here in 2003, so we're 23 years.
All right.
But I was born down in the Bay Area. My parents had some sense and moved out of there when I was pretty little. And I grew up in the small town called Grass Valley, Valley, Nevada City, that area.
Yes.
My wife and I actually are both from there. We've known
you
each other
there.
For
did,
years.
Did you live over in that area?
Placerville, Pleasant Valley, but still, you got Nevada City and Grass Valley that are sister cities, and it's a beautiful area. Lots of wonderful horse ranches in Grass Valley. Beautiful area. So there you go.
Yeah, it's up in the foothills. So we got a little bit of snow every year, but not enough to be, you know, crazy like up in, you know, Truckee or Tahoe.
Yeah, right.
So I started my career as a police officer down in the city of Santa Maria.
Okay.
Which is down in the central coast by kind of between Santa Barbara and...
It's Santa Maria. It sounds to me like it'd be like a beautiful small town with no problems, but that's probably not it.
Yeah, so it was, the area was beautiful for sure, but Santa Maria itself definitely had its share of some pretty major gang violence.
Because you're in that, you know, along that coast there.
Yeah, it was a violent little town. It was a good place to cut your teeth as a cop because you're involved in a lot of things early on. But my wife was wrapping up school at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and we knew we wanted to move back up north, and so we landed in Redding in 2003 and been here ever since.
And so did you shift from Santa Maria right to the RPD?
Yeah, so I was a lateral. So I was only in Santa Maria for about a year and a half or so.
Yeah.
So I came up, it's considered a lateral when you have you know, experience somewhere else. You come up to a new department. But I was still essentially brand new because I didn't have that much experience. So the vast majority of my career obviously has been with Reading PD.
You've obviously done okay.
Yeah.
Been up here being a captain and be in charge of all the field operations going on.
I've done love my current role. I ran the Shascom Dispatch Center for a little while, and I've had several other assignments as, you know, kind of progressing through my career end up where I'm at now.
Did you get in the admin side?
Yeah, I spent some time in admin as a sergeant, and so learning kind of – because it's very easy, you know, to think
that's
of all
got,
the –
That's got internal – that's what? Internal investigation.
Internal affairs, hiring, policy.
All those kind of things, yeah. We need to know that stuff.
Yeah, which is important. It's a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that's really important, but you just don't think of it too often when you think of a police department.
Okay, so I've already primed Chris with this. With the war going on in Iran – and I'm not sure it would be a war. I think, as the Iranians are saying, it's a rescue mission to rescue them from terror. And our borders were open for 4 years, and millions of people came across and disappeared into our country. With, you know, and so, I mean, from all over the world. Muslim nations, you know, Chinese, you know, of course, you know, Catholic, and I'm just, if you're going into that, but from Muslim nations and then from South America and Central America, Mexico, millions that they have lost track of. They can't say where all of them are. With the war going on over there, is there, you know, is there a heightened alert from the government about watching for terrorist activity here?
Yeah, I think
in the United States, and then specifically in Reading.
Yeah, I think anytime there's an international conflict like that, obviously there's a heightened concern of activity here locally. I think we saw that play out in Texas recently.
Yeah.
There was a shooting that occurred that was appeared to be motivated by the events occurring over in Iran. And so I haven't seen anything come across my desk specifically. From time to time, we receive bulletins from, you know, the FBI and others that are more kind of, or like if a specific event occurred somewhere else in the country, they may say, hey, this is some of the chatter that we have, so just be diligent on that. But nothing, there hasn't been anything specific to our region.
Northern California.
Northern California, yeah, that I've heard of, so.
Well, you know, when you're looking at an asymmetrical war, which is what the terrorism is, the idea is that we would be very complacent, very naive to think we didn't have bad guys coming in across that border for 4 years.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a real risk. I think where we have to be careful as a society, I think we saw that in, you know, post 9/11, there was definitely some bias towards people of different, you know, creeds and races that occurred in a lot of ways that was unjustified. And so I think there's definitely a balance between, you know, we need to be diligent, but you also have to, you know, you can't take that to the extreme and treat people a certain way simply because of, you know, maybe the dress they wear.
You cannot take people from Iran and say that, you know, they are like their leadership because they were terrorized by their own leadership.
Yeah,
and so you can't paint Iranians, Persians, with the leadership of it, because they killed 30,000 of their own people that were just wanted freedom, some freedoms there. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And of course, everybody's going to be following it. But I was concerned because what happened down in Texas and is it, you know, lone wolf type thing. It wasn't like he was part of a cell, I don't think. I imagine they're checking that out, where he went and started shooting. But, you know, more of a, you know, like a heightened awareness that, you know, from national level intel that says, be aware that we're picking up stuff. But you said, nope, y'all have not heard anything that says to do that.
Correct. Yeah, nothing's come across my desk. I think in our region, we typically have a heightened sense of awareness just by default. We have some pretty critical infrastructure up here. Obviously, Shasta Dam is a major, potential target for those sorts of things. And so sure. We work closely with our, I know personally the head of security up at the dam. We talk regularly.
I looked when I first came back. You remember, Linda? When I first came back, I looked at taking a job up there.
Yeah.
I was out and wouldn't do anything, taking a job up there in the guard force.
Yeah, we've trained with their staff. There's a lot of collaboration that we have with our the sheriff's office and our other partners in the area.
Sure.
And we definitely share information. We're part of information sharing with the federal government, with others when it comes to like terrorist threats, or if there is intelligence that's relevant to us. We're included in that network that receives that information, so
right.
We're definitely kept in
the
loop.
You know, critical infrastructure. Like, I kind of want a police car right here in front of KCNR. We're critical. I'm just kidding.
The most critical.
The
sure.
most critical. Yeah. The most critical. Next to the dam. Okay. Well, the reason I brought that up is because you hear people talking, and you see an incident. And I'm sure there's going to be more incidents, God forbid. But and you can't say everybody that came across the border. Is a terrorist. Of course not.
Yeah.
But you can't say everybody across the border, there aren't segments of that group
yeah.
that weren't. We know they're criminals because we've been deporting them like crazy. Why not other people in sleeper cells? So, but good. That's why I wanted to ask, because I know that y'all, especially with you and field ops, would be seeing anything like that. Good.
Yep.
Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by... Quackmaster. Windshield repair. I just had it right here.
Yeah.
And turned my page and lost it.
Jeff Wurst.
And it was his birthday the other week.
Oh,
last week.
Happy
I think
birthday,
it was,
Jeff,
I think it was
listening
his birthday.
This morning. If another veteran owned business.
That's it. Locally owned, locally operated. But if you're looking to have your windshield fixed, take it to the Windshield Whisperer. Yes, that's Jeff Wurst. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He takes your vehicle into a climate-controlled area. He puts his special goop on it to repair it, whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, and then he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances with your safety. For a free inspection and analysis, take your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Like Linda said, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, and he does great work and he guarantees it. I can't say enough. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Captain Chris Smirnos.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to ReadingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it is. It's hump day Wednesday right here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Linda and Carl Bott. Today, the 4th of March, 8:20, 1 in the morning. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today, even though it said rain. We'll see. But welcome back to the show. Now, let me talk about these, if I can. Oh, there's three things going on. PSA time. Empty Bowls is going to be Monday, March the 30th at the Elks Lodge from 11:30 to 12:30. And what it is, it's a fundraiser, but local chefs are preparing handcrafted soups, bakeries providing fresh bread, and artists and students of all ages creating hand-painted ceramic bowls. And you can go there, and you can get an individual ticket. It's $25, but that includes soup, bread, and the bowl. I think this sounds like fun. So we're going to go for an hour. So you go to GNRM, Good News Rescue Mission, GNRM.org/empty bowls.
Okay.
There you go. All right. Now, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet is March 7th. I don't know. This may be getting a little bit late. But give Debbie Johnson a call at 530-357-3380. Ted Lighty and I are going to attend that. It's going to be at Wind River. Tickets are $40. And then, of course, Reading Rodeo has put out the call for National Anthem.
That's right. March 21st. Go to readingrodeo.com. I don't know how many spots are left. We only have an open call, but you can schedule an audition.
Yeah.
And there'll be a panel of four judges along with the Cowboys. You will be judged and have a moment to, be, you know, share information about yourself, et cetera. It's a really good day. We did an open call last year, but this year we decided to be able to have a link where you can sign up.
Because we had people standing out in the sun, and that wasn't good. So, but there's going to be shade and water and all that, and you can set up for a time. Now, just go to readingrodeo.com, but you're going to sing the national anthem a cappella, just you. If you brought friends and all that, they're outside. This is just by yourself. And you've got to be available on these, on one of these days, May 13th, 14th, 15th, or 16th.
Right.
And it's going to be nationally televised. So here's your chance to hit national television and sing the national anthem.
Yeah, you won't find me doing that.
Well, nor me. So, hey, our guest today is Captain Chris Smirnos, who is head of field ops for the Reading Police Department. So what's going on out in the streets?
Well, I mean, obviously our division stays incredibly busy. We are the 24/7 emergency response portion of the department. So our patrol officers are out there night and day responding to emergency 911 calls and just our regular non-emergency calls for service as well. And then in when officers are not responding to calls, the expectation is they're out there proactively enforcing the law, whether that's through traffic violations, looking for parolees or thieves, DUI drivers, I mean all those different things. And so last year as a division, we handled almost 100,000 calls for service. Which is, if that gives you any indication as to how busy, we are on a day-to-day basis.
100,000 calls in a city of 92,000 people. Yeah. Of course, we are a big city. I mean, the area is big, 60 square miles, I think. Would you say 100,000?
Almost 100,000. Up in
almost
that,
100,000 calls. How many of these would you say, repeat offenders?
Yeah, that's hard to – I don't have that number in front of me today.
But would you say that we have a number of that?
Absolutely.
I have seen before where you've arrested people 15, 16 times.
Well, I was talking to some of my patrol officers the other day, and they shared a story where they had done a great job, arrested somebody that was selling some stolen property on Facebook Marketplace. So they actually set up a meet and met with them and got some – and were able to recover some stolen property. They booked this gentleman into jail. They figured out that he was on either probation or parole, figured out what his address was, and so they ended up going up to that address a couple hours later to go conduct a search to see if they could find more stolen property, and guess who answers the door?
Him.
The guy that they arrested and booked earlier. So, yeah, that was – and so they ended up arresting him again because they found more, drugs or contraband or whatever in his house. And so that – if that kind of gives you an indication of some of the, frustrations our officers have – I'm not pointing the finger at the sheriff's office or the jail or anybody else. There's a lot of factors that go into, state laws
several
and all
factors,
that, all
several
the things.
Factors. Yeah.
But that's definitely a relevant thing. So that's not an everyday thing where you arrest somebody twice in the same day, but it does happen.
So he opens the door, sees him, just holds his hands out. Okay. Not as tight this time, guys.
So.
Well, when I just, 100,000. Yeah. That means that was more, every individual in Reading could have been, that was calls for service.
So that's,
that doesn't necessarily mean an arrest.
Correct. And I guess I need to clarify that. So a call for service is, that's what we use when there's any sort of activity that our officers are involved in. So a call for service could be a traffic stop. It could be a more simple, my neighbor's playing loud music. That doesn't mean it's not 100,000. Like
emergency
lights and sirens responses.
Yeah, we're going down there.
If that makes sense.
There's shootouts on the street.
That's just as an aggregate to show. But each one of those is something that an officer had to address.
Has to go to.
Either dealt with, again, whether it was proactive enforcement or something that they were a citizen and called in that we were assisting with. And so we're very busy. Our, patrol shifts, we typically run, 7 to 10 officers depending on the time of day and the shift along with two supervisors. That's in an ideal world. And then obviously if we're short, then we'll hire overtime to help fill in the gaps. But we have, that's our – they're the front lines of keeping our town safe, and they're out there putting their lives on the line every single day to do that work. And
well, I understand, and these could be old figures, that you got anywhere running from 8 to 10% of your officers are injured.
Yeah, we definitely have.
They're not patrolling because they're injured.
They're injured, or we also haven't – one of the things that we really focus on at our department is ensuring that – our people do have a good work-life balance. So people take time off. They go on vacations with their families. They take time off for, You like know, real sometimes, people. Yeah, like real people. I mean, that's, and I think that's something that people forget.
What's that
sometimes.
Like, Linda? What's that like, being like real people? Taking time off like that?
Well, you know, it feels like kidding. Some people would think that we take time off, but what we're doing is, you know, we're taking time off to either do events or support family or have to go out of town. You know what I mean? It's not like we just go, I wish we could say that we're just going out on the houseboat or doing like a,
yeah. We're going to
course, Hawaii to hang out on the beach for a while, which would be nice. But anyway, nice. Go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's just, you know, so there's always, you know, as people are taking time off, sometimes people go to, you know, we have a lot of, you know, training that we do. And so those, you know, we'll create gaps and we'll fill those.
Sure.
We have a certain minimum staffing requirement. So each shift is required mm-hmm. to have a minimum number of officers in order to be safe with what we do. So
the, would you say that, I'm not saying burnout. In fact, I'm going to ask this question after the break because I've run out of time. It's not burnout, but, you know, when you're arresting people two or three, four times,
yeah.
And it always amazes me that the morale in the Reading Police Department seems to be holding steady and
yeah.
good.
Yeah, and I think that what my message is that even if other parts of the system, there's flaws in that, we still do our job the way that we do our job, and our department has a culture of proactive enforcement. And the expectation for our officers when they come into that chief's interview and they want a job, as we talk about, like the expectation is we are a proactive agency. We want our officers to be out there
We want a proactive agency.
Yeah.
And when you start reacting to things, and then you get behind
yeah.
the curve. And but if you can be proactive, you can prevent a lot of this.
You prevent a lot of things.
It just makes sense.
And it's hard to quantify that, though. It's hard to put a number on
yeah.
how much crime we stopped because we pulled that car over with the guns and drugs before they were doing what they were doing or that got that DUI driver off the
road. Wasn't there just a huge fentanyl bust someplace? Around here.
Yeah, I know Anderson had a pretty large drug bust recently. We've definitely had some big ones ourselves. Our neighborhood police unit has been very, very active mm-hmm. With some drug enforcement activities as they are doing their work in the community. So,
well, years ago we had a problem with a multifamily building at the end of our street, and we thought, well, they've been reported and everything. Well. What's going on? And then it, you know, an RPD started rolling.
Yeah.
And the owner was told, clean your building up. And now they've got nice families in there and everything. But you all were down there a lot all of a sudden. You just
yep.
kept coming in. And I think it convinced the owner that his or her life could be a lot better if they just tried to see who they were renting the building to.
Yeah. I think some responsible landlords is yeah. helpful, but. Because, you know, that will then attract a negative element. Those, you know, yeah. that can drive property values down. So that can definitely impact
yeah.
everybody
sure.
in that area, for sure.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, my barbershop of choice. It's found them in 07 and never went any place else. I like it. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon. There's two guys in there, Tim and Logan. And each one of them can give you a great haircut. And you can, what I really like is you can make an appointment there so it works on your schedule. And so you can roll in, get a haircut, roll out, or you can hang around like I do sometimes to hide. And then catch up on my reading with Saturday Evening Post and Reader's Digest. Where else do you read Reader's Digest? No, there's no other place. You can make that appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478 or use Booksy. Just go to Booksy. Pick out the right barbershop, make your appointment. Booksy will send you an email confirming it, and then another one telling you, hey, you're getting a haircut today. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Yeah. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what
welcome you back, Free Fire Radio, what here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Well, just from that, bad boys, you know that we've got Reading Police Department.
You guys play that like every time we come on, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Of course. The reason we play the hump thing is because Mike Johnson loved it, and so we started it again. We had it for a while. And so now we play it every Wednesday. And, of course, Bad Boys is you guys. We're here with Captain Chris Smirnos. He heads up field operation. That's all the guys you see rolling on the streets and all of that for the Reading Police Department. And you've got a big event coming up here.
Yeah, so this was actually a pretty neat one that I wanted to highlight. And so it's called our Book Swap with a Cop event. This started one of our detectives, her daughter came to her and asked that, you know, be kind of neat if we were able to, you know, swap books with our police officers. And just that, out of that simple idea, this event was born. And so our detective, Lauren Meyer, she reached out to one of our school resource officers, Cameron Hooks, and they put it all together. And so really what this is, it's an opportunity for kids to bring a book. And then we have a table, you know, within this year we're over 1,000 books that have been donated. And so there's a table where kids can come. They basically give a book that they, you know, want to exchange to the police officer. The police officer gives them, you know, they get to pick a book from all these books that they have. But it's more than anything, it's an opportunity for kids to interact with our officers in a positive way. And that's why really it's just such a great community event. It actually takes place this week. It's tomorrow from 9 to 11 at Lassenview Elementary. And then on Friday from 9 to 11 at Boulder Creek. And so it's just, it's such a cool event to be able to, like I said, have our officers and our staff interact with kids in a positive way. We want, you know, kids growing up to see police officers as people that are there to help them, not somebody that's there to,
right,
you know, take mom or dad to jail or to be this, you know, this
right,
you know, negative person. That's how we want, you know, our community to perceive us. And so being able to, you know, with our SROs in the schools and activities like this, it allows us to have those interactions early on to really establish that positive relationship.
Right, right. Yeah. I think that's great because, you know, so much.
The police are our friends.
Adverse, you know, stuff that's in the news that makes somebody in a badge, you know, automatically think that, you know, it's almost indoctrination. Thank you with the word.
That's the word.
That I think it's really important to do things that are just normalized.
Yeah, and I think we touched on it earlier as we were talking about kind of our division and our officers, but like police officers are human beings. Like they have the, you know, and we're fortunate in this area that, you know, if you go down to the Bay Area or other parts of the state, like a lot of cops that work in the cities, they don't live anywhere near the city. They commute from the valley to the, you know.
Well, highway patrol is even worse, I mean, because of the way they're, they'll drive 5 hours to get to the patrol
station. Some highway patrolmen fly to their job depending on where they live and all that.
Yeah.
You know? So we're very fortunate here in Reading that the vast majority of our officers either live here in, like, in Reading or in, you know, one of the surrounding communities. Our kids go to school here. You know, our wives and, you know, spouses and husbands shop here. And so, you know, we have a vested interest in keeping our community safe and making this a nice place to live. And so, I, you know, again, events like this book swap with a cop and other things that we do, just really, I'm so proud of our staff that works on these things because it's a great opportunity, like I said, to work with the community and to show, you know, especially our youth, like we're here because we care about this town. We want this town to be nice. We live here. We're part of this community. A lot of our officers and staff, you know, they coach youth sports. They're involved with, you know, different boards or their faith, their churches and different things. And so we really are a part of the fabric.
Can you run? Can you run for things like school boards if you're an officer?
Yeah, we actually we have staff, our officers that currently serve on school boards.
Okay, so school boards, but not things like city council or that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that I'm not sure. Our staff are free to exercise their political beliefs as much as anybody else is.
Yeah.
Obviously not on duty or on behalf of the department. You know, we have to keep those things separate. But, I don't know what would happen if one of our current employees ran for city council. That's a good question.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see if, you know, so you have an officer that, you know, Chris is running for mayor. We've got an election coming up. It'd be interesting to see how that would work.
Yeah, they're
because you have to recuse yourself on many things.
Probably a lot of decisions that impact, you know, especially like pay and benefits and all those different things. But I'm not sure.
Okay. We're here with Captain Chris Smirnoff, who heads up Field Ops, and which is all the guys you see, the guys and girls you see on the streets. And said that they rolled on 100,000 calls for service. No, they weren't all gunfights. They were anything from, there's a cat. Do you ever get the cat in the tree thing?
No, our friends at the fire department are the ones that handle those types of
things. And why they do that is beyond me. You know, I mean, call animal control. Why are we rolling a fire engine to go get a cat out of a tree?
I honestly don't know. I kind of say that as a...
I don't know how many times they do that. It could be rare. So.
We always go back and forth with the fire department about, you know, how much time they spend cleaning their trucks and rolling their hoses. But we love them, and they obviously serve a very important function. So, and we work well with them.
Well, no, you guys have this rivalry. We know that.
When it comes to blood drives and things like that, we definitely that and some softball tournaments for sure. But
who won the last? Won the last softball tournament?
You know, I don't know. I should know that. Yeah, I don't.
I see these guys running by, you know, out here from the fire department, doing their, you know, doing their daily runs, and they're combing their hair and their mustaches. So
I think a mustache is a requirement for them. It comes with the job.
You know, Chris, you're being so diplomatic. We went to when Lou and Kathleen put on the Italian Festa?
Yes.
And they would always bring a comedian in. Well, they brought a comedian in out of San Francisco who was a policeman. Oh, wow. This was his, you know, side gig or something. And he got into firemen. And there's a lot of firemen in the audience, too. It was hilarious on this, the things that, you know, that the rivalry is not a real rivalry.
It's important to poke fun.
Yeah.
It just is.
They always say, every time I see them, they ask, like, how my donuts are doing. And it definitely goes both ways. So.
It's good to be rad.
It does.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
You know?
Okay, let's take a quick break.
But first, I want to give tickets away.
Okay. Yes,
now, Riverfront Playhouse presents a play called Good People. It's always fun to go see theater. Again, it's a good escapism and supports your local theater and their talent. This is happening March 6th to the 22nd. We've got two tickets. Well, they're vouchers, so they have to be redeemed, but there we're going to be two, and you have a choice of Friday, March 6th, Saturday, March 7th at 7:30, and Sunday, March 8th at 2 p.m. So give us a call right now, and you can go see Not a Bad Seat in the House, Good People at Riverfront Playhouse. Give us a call at 605-4567 for two tickets. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
You know, this song was being sung in the hockey team, the men's hockey team's celebration. They were singing this song. And you know what? I'm still pumped up about the Olympics and how well our people from that represented our
nation.
Right.
Not only did, but the way they comported themselves, and almost
right.
probably almost every time, because
right.
because the news people were trying to have them mm-hmm. say things that were negative about our country, and some of them fell for it. And but the vast majority said they're how happy and how proud they were to represent the USA. So, and probably somebody else that feels the same way mm-hmm. is here with us, Captain Chris Smirnos, who is a captain, of course, and head of field ops here at the Reading Police Department. We talked about you last week on Book Swap with the Cop. And
yeah.
tell us again when that's going to be.
So we have two events that are coming up.
Okay.
The first is tomorrow between 9 and 11 at Lassenview Elementary.
Okay.
And then on Friday between 9 and 11 at Boulder Creek.
Okay. And you've got over 1,000 books.
Over 1,000 books donated.
And the kids so are going to be able to see. Yeah.
And the kids can come in. They bring a book. They exchange it for another book. Get to interact with our officers and our
yeah.
staff while they're doing
and
that.
And I'm sure the schools are pushing this. For the
yeah.
kids.
It's in conjunction with
are
the
Are you
going
to have a canine there?
I don't know. Well, it's whatever resources that we can have show up. But usually it's, you know, our school resource officers and our command staff will go if, you know, our schedule, looking at our schedules and all that. But we try to.
What kind of force multiplier is a canine?
Canines are incredible. They allow us to. So I was actually doing.
Because it's your division that has the canines.
Correct. Yeah. Right. So I'm working on my master's degree right now. And one of the things that I actually was researching was the effectiveness of police canines. And so it's pretty interesting to see, like, their, you know, their sense of smell is, you know, the order of, you know, 10,000 times or something like that, stronger than a human being's, and their ability to find, you know, things by scent that we would never be able to do. Not only that, but they obviously can run faster than us. You know, and sometimes even just the presence of a canine, we'll have a volatile situation and the dog shows up and the dog starts barking and the person's like, all right, I'm done. And
well, I saw a reel where there was four or five guys and the officer was confronting four or five guys. It wasn't like a gunfight or anything, but it's getting very unruly.
Yeah.
Canine shows up. It just comes up. Everybody just calmed down immediately.
Yep.
They calmed down. Well, okay.
Yeah. And a lot of our dogs are cross-trained as well, and they can – they do. So protection is, that's the, you know, actually like chasing bad guys mm-hmm. out on foot and helping to find them and to hold them for our officers. But also they do detection work, which is where they can be trained to look for, you know, there's a whole spectrum of
everything.
You know,
right.
Like there's cadaver dogs, there's dogs
sure.
that like bomb dogs. Typically our dogs are cross trained for like drugs and narcotics. So
we were on the border with, the highway patrol when I was on their advisory board, and the dogs they have that sniffed, an average use span for a police dog is what, 8 years?
Yeah,
something like that?
Yeah.
Well, down there it was like 4 years because they were out in all the pollution and on the, you know, in the heat and everything.
Yeah.
So they did about 4 years there sniffing out stuff before, you know, and then they'd rotate another dog in there. So, it is a force multiplier.
Absolutely. And our canines actually come from Europe. They're bred specifically for police work, and then when they're little puppies, they go through pretty extensive selection processes.
Yeah, it's almost psychological to see if they're going to be able to do these kind of things. I mean,
yeah.
This is they need aggression, but they need to be controlled aggression.
Correct. Certain types of temperament are all part of that. There's certain health things. I know they look at like the hips because you know they want to make sure that they can last that, you know, 7 to 8, 10 years, and that they still have. You know, when our police dogs retire, that they have the ability to enjoy their retirement as well, just like our officers.
Now, when a dog retires, what happens?
So they are typically when a dog retires, they will actually continue to. So the dogs live with their handlers.
Right.
They are
right.
part of the handlers' families. They're around their you know spouses and kids and all that. And so when a dog retires, they basically become they get to stay with their family. You know, until they pass away. And so,
and this is important because like a policeman, they're at home with their family
mm-hmm.
and they interact with their community.
Yeah.
You're a policeman type thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
but as soon as you put the uniform on, you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
The dog's got to do the same thing.
Yeah. And I've never personally, you know, I was never a canine handler in my career, but I worked with our canine program
mm-hmm.
a lot through all my different roles. And it's interesting to see, you know, the dog could be, you know, come up and happy-go-lucky and you're petting him and having a good time. And then as soon as, you know, the bite sleeve comes out or as soon as the radio, the lights and siren kick on, like it's they switch. They go from like play to work like almost in an instant. It's just it's a really cool thing to see, you know. And that that's a testament to their training and everything to and the work of the handlers to actually, you know, because they have to the ongoing training to keep them proficient. It's you know you can't just not a one and done.
We had an event not too long ago at the Veterans Home, and I'm not sure if you were there, but it was, you know.
They brought in canines?
They brought in canines that would have been with the police force, and then many of our officers were there. And anyway, so they did a display or they did a presentation with two of the dogs, and that was really good, as well as remember the rodeo that one time?
Yeah.
They did remember, two,
they came out and they chased the they chased the entertainer, JJ, around the arena. Yeah. The I always, you know, every one of the strike teams, Delta and SEALs, they'll bring a dog with them.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, there's things that dogs can do that just their capabilities are they are an extension of the officer of their handler.
Sure.
And so, like you said, it definitely is a force multiplier and allows us to do things and to find people and to apprehend people that you know us you know measly humans will not be able to do on our own.
Yeah, I can just see there's somebody's looking and you know they want to run and say, okay, you could probably outrun me, but you're not going to outrun Spike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sure. You're right. You know, that kind of thing. Okay, but those dogs are expensive, though.
Yeah, we're and this kind of comes back to the, you know, I talked earlier about our community and our officers being part of the community, but we have tremendous support from our community in Reading and in the surrounding area. Most of the time our dogs are actually purchased through there's a community nonprofit.
Yeah.
And so usually the dogs are purchased – either through donations or through the nonprofit, and then the department will pick up. Because once you have a dog, there's significant cost. There's a purpose-built vehicle for the dog. There's the dog's food. There's their vet bills.
Sure.
There's things that the department will absorb as a cost. But typically, our dogs are purchased with donated or community-driven funds, which is just really neat to see.
On my ride along, we could tell when the canine officer clicked on because in the background you'd be hearing barking.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, does that dog bark all the time? Sitting in the back of the car.
Well, he's ready. He's revved up.
He's
ready. Work
he's
time.
Excited.
He's
he wants to go.
Okay.
For sure.
All right. Well, we got about 4 minutes left, Chris. What do you want to tell the community out here? I mean, we've talked about a lot of things, but that our police force is an extension of our community.
Absolutely. And again,
part of our community.
You're absolutely right. And I think that, you know, when you, Linda, you kind of mentioned earlier some of the, you know, the national events and we've, you know, as an industry, as a profession, we've gone through some difficult times, you know, starting, you know, 5 or 6 years ago with George Floyd. And then we had, you know, COVID impacted everybody, including law enforcement. We've had the national, ICE operations that have been controversial in certain areas. And so, that even though that's a different kind of arm of law enforcement, that impacts all of us. I think that, you know, for me, having, like I said, not grown up in Reading, but lived here most of my adult life and my career, just seeing the community support that we have, I kind of joke that people wave with all of their fingers here. When I worked in Santa Maria, that was not the case. And so just to be able to know that we have that community support, but also I recognize that is not something that just comes because. That's something that we have to earn. And once we have that, we have to continue to earn that to keep it. And so we work really hard to hold our staff accountable. We set very high expectations for our people when it comes to the delivery of customer service and how we deliver police services. But at the end of the day, there's no nice, easy, clean way to arrest a violently resisting subject. You know, you have to use force. You know, that's a daily part of our job. But when we do use that, we expect our officers to use it appropriately, legally, and essentially resolve the situation as quickly as they can.
And a lot of times it may be, why are four officers taking this person to the ground? Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just for the safety of the officers, it's the safety of the person they're arresting, too.
We expect our officers to use force. We expect them, like I said, to use it lawfully, appropriately. But if you're going to use force, use force and end the situation. You know, take that person into custody, stop the fight. Because if you just go at it halfway, you know, it'll drag those things out and it ends up making it worse.
Ends up somebody maybe even getting hurt worse.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, and
one of the officers or the person are taken down.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't tase them. and then let them kind of get up again and then hit them again with it just to watch them flop.
Yeah.
I mean, did you ever, I mean, tasing, you got to go down and practice, you know, have them do that once.
Well, you know, there was somebody, I think they did it on a, at a television show where somebody said, just tase me so I know what it feels like. I wish they wouldn't have done that. I don't know if they puked up or whatever they did. But
I've seen a lot of different, in training, you know, I've seen a lot of different reactions to that for sure.
I saw the one, okay, I'm not even going to go there. Well, Captain Chris Smirnos, thanks so much for coming today.
Yes.
You know, you're familiar to us, and you've been on. You know, several times.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, you know, I think it's really important that we have the Radiant Police Department and that we have the Sheriff's Office here on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
Talk about what's going on. You know, the fact that we as a community and supporting our law enforcement, mm-hmm. Sheriff or RPD, is makes it easier to recruit other people to come in here on lat moves. I believe that, and I think you all have said that several times.
Yeah. Again, a lot of it's that community support. I love living in a community where, you know, we'll go out to, we'll be eating lunch in uniform, and people come up and, I thank you for your service.
Oh, man.
That's appreciate you guys.
Yeah, they'll buy your lunch.
Every now and again, yeah. And not that we don't expect that or anything.
No, of course not.
That's just, but it's neat. It's neat to
paying
see.
Paying it forward.
It's neat to see that, you know, our community cares about us. And in turn, we have more buy-in for, again, trying to keep this a nice place to live.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Chris. Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to be with me. She'll be here at 7.
So
yeah, Trish Clark's going to be here. Yeah. And, no, it's not going to be a weekly thing, but she's coming in tomorrow.
I'm so glad.
Can't
I love
wait.
That lady.
Put it all over Facebook.
Yeah.
We love Trish. Have a great day, everybody, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.